We were very disappointed. We thought Ash Barty and the team were going to get it done. In the end, it was Kristina Mladenovic, who was absolutely outstanding for France in that tie. They won 3-2. To dissect all those matches, we get our tennis expert, Roger Rashid, on the line. G'day, Rog.
Hey.
Oh, you there, Rog?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Your take on the tie, I think Ash Barty just had to get it done against Mladenovic, and she played superbly, the French woman.
Yeah, look, I think obviously Ash being the number one player in the world coming in, don't underestimate the different type of pressure she would have had on her shoulders individually playing and then all of a sudden playing for your country in Perth, and the expectation goes to another level, obviously, thinking, you know, there's two rubbers there with Ash. But, you know, like Davis Cup, we see in Fed Cup the you know, big moments, big stages, team competition, and people put their hand up. And day one was interesting because Isla Tomljanović is playing her first tie. You know, there was definitely such a huge build up for her, and then the nerves that took place. But she's had a good back end of the year, and you know, to her to go out and not get you know, to really sort of struggle with a scoreboard, but then to respond. And obviously Ash was brilliant in day one, 6-5, 6-1 against Caroline Garcia, which is who's former top 10 player. So you can see the quality that, you know, of Ash going into that match. But day two, it was, you know, for Tomljanović to come back out, boys, and put that aside and actually take on the challenge again of what was ahead of her and actually square things up at all. That was a big moment, probably a career moment for her. It'll be interesting to see whether that sort of allows her the stepping stone to go that extra level in her singles play. She's had a pretty good year. And then, you know, then it was all, you know, we sat and watched Ash as well to see what was going to take place there. And that was just a little bit unfortunate, wasn't it? But in saying that, you've got to give credit to Mladenovic because she carried France on her shoulders in day two, and she actually went after the win. It wasn't somewhere where Ash didn't play. You know, she probably didn't control the game like she would have. But in saying, you know, but her opponent went after the win, took her chances. They had a big French contingent, very vocal in the Perth Arena there, and you know, it was all credit to her. She's got big game, and as I said to her, she's 40 in the world, but probably, seeing her game, if you watched it, you can see why she should be higher with those numbers.
Hey, Rog, we got a few text messages in this morning about whether Sam Stosur was the best option in the doubles last night. Your thoughts?
Look, I think so because, you know, they've played together before. The other ties that have got them through to the final were, you know, they were doubles. They were relied on the doubles, and those two girls got through it. And, you know, Sam, yeah, didn't have her best day out. No doubt about that. She'd be bitterly disappointed with what she put out. So that was her first match in the tie. So sat there emotionally watching day one and day two and getting ready for that doubles match, the last doubles match. So sometimes that can sort of change the dynamics a little bit because you're so invested. It's different when you're watching a friend play a singles match during the rest of the tour, WTA season. When you're actually there sitting on the side of the court, you actually play the points. You're emotionally engaged, and it's quite draining sitting right through there. Sam, wasn't the best player on the court, but in saying that, she gave everything. It's just that, I think it's the best option. There was no other. You could have thought, put Isla in there, but the problem with having Isla in there, Isla and Ash don't play very, very often. Quality of the opposition in Garcia and Mladenovic. They're a combination that were very strong together for France. They played on the tour together. And then when Garcia decided a few years ago that she was going to concentrate purely on singles, she dropped Mladenovic as a doubles partner. So there was a feud there for quite a while, for about 18 months. And they've been able to resolve that and get themselves back together because they were very close friends. So the pairings were two good pairings. And they, you know, Barty and Sosa were not playing just to put together pairing for a Fed Cup tie. These girls are very, very experienced tennis players.
Was the source of that feud because Garcia didn't want to play doubles, or was there something else at play there, Rog?
She decided she was just going to stop playing doubles.
Right.
And they had a lot of success.
Yeah.
And it was probably the way she decided. It wasn't, you know, they were friends. They were close friends, and it was just the way they actually she engaged that conversation. It wasn't mates getting together and actually and say, look, this is the reason I'm doing it. It was taken offline a little bit, and that's how it built up. So you know, they were, as I said to you, that doubles match was always, I thought Garcia and Mladenovic were the favourites walking onto the tennis court.
Right.
And it was whether Ash and Sam were going to combine strong enough on, as a combination, and actually get that done. But I thought they were the favourites walking on. And look, all credit to the French. There was a great support. I thought they were actually more vocal than the Aussies when it counted. And the French really stayed true to their group. They actually were really pleading with Dana. She was playing Ash. I mean, she could have got overruled. Ash had to save a couple of match points. And then eventually she got on the serve with Danish, but she could have got overawed by that occasion. It was a big one, but she used the engagement of just her team and her bench extremely well. They were very focused. It was outstanding to watch from that perspective.
I know there's some water to go under the bridge, and we'll have some sort of lead-up matches or lead-up tournaments to the Australian Open, Rog. But look, she's $7 second favourite, Ash Barty, for the Australian Open. We saw her emotion yesterday and the pressure. Obviously, the weight that she was carrying on her shoulders. As a coach of these professional players, would you be worried, or would that be in the back of your mind going into an Australian Open? The press are going to be onto her. You know, there's an expectation from punters that she's going to go very good, being a world number one. How do you manage that?
Well, I think because of her nature, Ash, and person likes to do it well, and that there'll be natural pressure that comes with it, but massive drop off, and I mean a really big drop off. When she was a young lady, but we haven't seen the drop. Was since you know play finishes off number one, wins the end of the era.
Oh, Rog, we're just having a bit of a problem with your phone. You're dropping in and out, mate.
Get out of the spa, mate. Get around the back of the house.
He's in the sauna.
I'm in the gym. I'm in the gym, unlike you guys.
Yeah, there we go. I think that's better.
You got me? Yeah, look, I don't think I was, you
know. Oh, I think actually that's worse. So what are we going to do here, Nick? We establish a new line. We get Rog to move out of the
anti-siphoning laws. He's come through
pages. He's going through them like a fine-tooth comb. The big fella.
You realise darts is on the mate, we might wrap that. We've lost Rog. So,
Do you he walks around the gym and you know with that puts the loud voice on?
Oh mate, he'd be doing. He just does curls, Rog. No shirt, just curls. Just looking at the arms.
He'd have the Bluetooth on.
Yes,
in the Bluetooth in, so he could continue his workout whilst talking to us. I would have thought.
Bit of a wink here and there to people walking past.
What about when you check yourself out? He'd be checking himself out, going, "Yeah, the Rog's looking good today. The Rog's on fire."